And time now here on KBRB to check in with the Ainsworth track and field coach. It is Jake Nelson, and Coach Nelson has a pretty good squad coming back from last year that had some qualifiers. Looks like maybe six girls returning that qualified for state last year. Four boys were able to bring home some medals, too, out of both teams. And, Coach, looks like a pretty good squad coming back, but maybe a little bit low on numbers.
Yeah, that thing is, we've got a lot of quality and several people out of that group can score in several events. We just don't have a lot of numbers to be able to score a lot of points across the board. So we'll be, you know, looking to do as well as we can with relays and individuals and just, you know, peak our performances at the right time. We won't be able to win very many meets with our numbers, but, you know, we're gonna do as well as we can.
Let's start off by taking a look at the girls qualified relay team that you put together basically last week of track season last year before districts, put them together, brought home a medal, and then, of course, some individual made it to state. And tell us a little bit about those returners that went to state last year.
Yeah, the group that we got that ran that relay, they kind of approached us more about wanting to run it because they thought they would be able to make it to state. And I'm never one to turn down people that want to run a relay, so we put together and they ran their hearts out at the district meet and qualified, and then ran even better down at state. They were pumped up and came home with a medal. And then Catherine made it individually as well and came home with a medal, and then Carly made it individually in both the shot and disc and threw really well down there and had one throw that, if she didn't walk out of the back of the ring before it landed or before they called her under control or something, may have been a medal-worthy throw as well.
Well, and we do know that you also bring in a youngster that has performed already well for you, and we'll get to your indoor meet in a moment, but you also bring in some younger kids that have a chance themselves now maybe to help get the team to state as well as themselves.
Yeah, definitely. We had several girls, freshmen this year, that made it down to the middle school meet last year and performed well last year, and this year have been looking really good, and we're really looking forward to seeing what they can do.
On the boys' side, let's take a look at the boys' side here. You had four boys qualify. You had a relay, and then, of course, Carter in multiple events, and those guys hopefully are back for you.
Yeah, we should be able to win healthy, put together a pretty good relay again when we put the four guys together, and then, you know, kind of pick and choose which events for Carter to go along with stuff. You know, we're looking for pretty good things because he's healthy this year, and so with those guys and some of the other guys stepping up, we're looking at a pretty good showing from the boys.
You have any youngsters, like freshmen or any other underclassmen that have decided to go out for track this year?
Yeah, we got a couple freshmen that are going to be our distance runners that I look forward to seeing what to do. Like Holden Bill had made it to state and cross country, and I think once we get back into the swing of things, he'll be able to get some good runs for us.
Well, Coach, you already did put in a very long meet in Vermilion, the Dan Lennon, and had some athletes at the medal stand and some athletes that hopefully did well for the first meet of the year. Tell us a little bit about how that first meet went indoors.
Yeah, we had two real standouts, Grayson Painter on the girls' side. We've last minute threw her into 60, and she made it into the finals. You have to go through a semifinal and then a final. Ran really well in both the prelims and the semis. And then the final was right after she had just gotten done long jumping six times. So she got off to a little bit of a bad start out of the blocks, but still ran a good race. But if she would have run the time that she did in the prelims and semis, she probably would have placed. But it was still a really good run for her. But she got second place in the long jump and second place in the triple jump yesterday at a pretty tough meet. So really, really pleased with her performance there. And then had several other girls run well. We had a lot of sickness going around. Didn't send four different girls total, and then had several get sick at the meet as well. So kind of didn't show what we can do necessarily. And then on the boys' side, Carter had an outstanding meet again. Almost brought home four places in that. We had a relay that was doing really well, and then Carter took off a little bit too fast, and we couldn't get the baton to him. And Logan fell down trying to get the baton to him, and then the baton rolled out of the exchange zone. And by the time Carter picked it up and got going, we still won our heat and had a time that would have been good enough for eighth place. If that doesn't happen, we might run a time good enough to get top three at that, at least. So, you know, the boys that ran on that ran great races. Just one little mistake, and that's what happens in the relay.
Yeah, and then he had a PR in the pole vault of 14 feet 8, and then over 21 feet in the long jump, and again over 52 feet in the shot put.
Yeah, the pole vault was the one we were really excited about, because it's his first day up on these poles. We were questioning whether we were going to pole vault this year or not, and because he's working on trying to put on weight, and he's like, I'm stronger this year. I'm going to be able to bend that thing better, and he showed it on the first meet out, so that was really good. And long jump, you know, a good PR there. We're still hoping for a bit more, but for the first day, we'll take that. And the shot put, he struggled with the slick ring a little bit with his slick shoes, and finally got under control and was able to get good enough throws for third place out there. So really looking on building on both of those events throughout the year.
Well, Coach, as we take a look at it for both the boys and the girls, for the newcomers and those that have been there, the best you can do and what you say as a coach and staff is just improve each meet each day.
Yeah, definitely. That's always the goal every year is, you know, we don't even want to get our best throws and jumps and runs at the beginning of the year because that doesn't matter. Our goal is so we're peaking around district and state time. So if we're starting where we are on some of these runs and these jumps and throws that we've had and we can build from there, then really looking forward to seeing what we can do.
All right, Coach, best of luck to you, your coaching staff, and the athletes as you kick off the 2024 track and field season.
Thank you very much.